meat, Joe Biden's black, Hispanic polling numbers worse since Walter Mondale in 1984. By Wendell Hasebo on September 6, 2023. President Joe Biden's 2024 polling numbers among black and Hispanic Democrats are perhaps the worst since Walter Mondale in 1984. New York Times's Nate Cohn warned Tuesday based on Siena College national polling. While Biden's support among white Democrats remains steadily below 50%, his support among black and Hispanic Democrats has plummeted since he assumed office. Biden's weakness among non-white voters is broad, spanning virtually every demographic category and racial group, including a 72-11 lead among black voters and a 47-35 lead among Hispanic registrants, Cohn wrote. In 2020, Joe Biden won 92% of the black vote and 59% of the Hispanic vote. Over the five presidential elections since 2000, the Democrat candidate has averaged 91% of the black vote, according to Gallup. Only 8% on average goes to the Republican candidate. Overall, the president's approval rating stands at just 47% among non-white voters in Time/Siena polling over the last year. His favorability rating is just 54%, Cohn explained. Tejas Attali's might still be the worst for a Democratic leader among black and Hispanic voters since Walter Mondale in 1984, Cohn observed. Biden's terrible polling numbers appear to benefit former President Donald Trump. Only 53% of non-white voters support Biden, while 28% support Trump, Siena College polling revealed. Democrats have lost ground among non-white voters in almost every election over the last decade, even as racially charged fights over everything from a border wall to kneeling during the national anthem might have been expected to produce the exact opposite result, Cohn wrote. Weak support for Mr. Biden could easily manifest itself as low turnout, as it did in 2022, even if many young and less engaged voters ultimately do not vote for Mr. Trump. If the gap persists until the election, Cohn continued, it will raise the possibility that the political realignment unleashed by Mr. Trump's brand of conservative populism has spread to erode the political loyalties of working-class voters of all races, who were drawn to the Democrats by material interests in an earlier era of politics. Since 2016, Trump gained support among black and Hispanic voters, according to Pew Research. Trump's support grew 10 points from 2016 to 2020, from 28% to 38%. It also grew 2 points among black voters, from 6% to 8%. More than 62 million Americans are Hispanic, the 2020 census found. The black population is just over 45 million. 42% of black voters cast their vote in 2022, as did 31% of Hispanic voters. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.